As Jesus went on his way, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at his desk in the tax office, and he said to him, "Follow me." Levi got up and followed him. Later, when Jesus was sitting at dinner in Levi's house, a large number of tax collectors and disreputable folk came in and joined him and his disciples. For there were many such people among his followers. When the scribes and Pharisees saw him eating in the company of tax collectors and outsiders, they remarked to his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" When Jesus heard this, he said to them, "It is not the fit and flourishing who need the doctor, but those who are ill. I did not come to invite the righteous, but the sinners." The disciples of John and those of the Pharisees were fasting. They came and said to Jesus, "Why do those who follow John or the Pharisees keep fasts, but your disciples do nothing of the kind?" Jesus told them, "Can you expect wedding guests to fast in the bridegroom's presence? Fasting is out of the question as long as they have the bridegroom with them. But the day will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them. That will be the time for them to fast. Nobody," he continued, "sews a patch of unshrunken cloth onto an old coat. If he does, the new patch tears away from the old, and the whole is worse than ever. And nobody puts new wine into old wineskins. If he does, the new wine bursts the skins. The wine is spilt and the skins are ruined. No, new wine must go into new wineskins." One day he happened to be going through the cornfields on the Sabbath day, and his disciples, as they made their way along, began to pick the ears of corn. The Pharisees said to him, "Look at that! Why should they do what is forbidden on the Sabbath day?" Then he spoke to them. "Have you never read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? Haven't you read how he went into the house of God when Abiathar was high priest and ate the presentation loaves, which nobody is allowed to eat except the priests, and gave some of the bread to his companions? The Sabbath," he continued, "was made for man's sake. Man was not made for the sake of the Sabbath. That is why the Son of Man is master, even of the Sabbath." On another occasion, when he went into the synagogue, there was a man there whose hand was shriveled, and they were watching Jesus closely to see whether he would heal him on the Sabbath day, so that they might bring a charge against him. Jesus said to the man with the shriveled hand, "Stand up, come out here in front." Then he said to them, "Is it right to do good on the Sabbath day or to do harm? Is it right to save life or to kill?" There was a dead silence. Then Jesus, deeply hurt as he sensed their inhumanity, looked around in anger at the faces surrounding him and said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." And he stretched it out, and the hand was restored as sound as the other one. The Pharisees walked straight out and discussed with Herod's party how they could have Jesus put out of the way. Jesus now retired to the lakeside with his disciples. A huge crowd of people followed him, not only from Galilee, but from Judea, Jerusalem, and Idumea, and some from the district beyond the Jordan, and from the neighbourhood of Tyre and Sidon. This vast crowd came to him because they had heard about the sort of things he was doing. So Jesus told his disciples to have a small boat kept in readiness for him, in case the people should crowd him too closely. For he healed so many people that all those who were in pain kept pressing forward to touch him with their hands. Evil spirits, as soon as they saw him, acknowledged his authority and screamed, "You are the Son of God!" But he warned them repeatedly that they must not make him known. Later he went up onto the hillside and summoned the men whom he wanted, and they went up to him. He appointed a band of 12 to be his companions, whom he could send out to preach with power to drive out evil spirits. These were the 12 he appointed. Peter, which was the new name he gave Simon. James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother. He gave them the names of Boanerges, which means the Thunderers. Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Patriot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. Then he went indoors, but again such a crowd collected that it was impossible for them to even eat a meal. When his relatives heard of this, they set out to take charge of him, for people were saying, "He must be mad." The scribes who had come down from Jerusalem were saying that he was possessed by Beelzebub, and that he drove out devils because he was in league with the prince of devils. So Jesus called them to him and spoke to them in a parable. How can Satan be the one who drives out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, it cannot last either. And if Satan leads a rebellion against Satan, his days are certainly numbered. No one can break into a strong man's house and steal his property without first tying up the strong man hand and foot. But if he did that, he could ransack the whole house. Believe me, all men's sins can be forgiven and their blasphemies, but there can never be any forgiveness for blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. That is an eternal sin. He said this because they were saying, "He is in the power of an evil spirit." Then his mother and his brothers arrived. They stood outside the house and sent a message asking him to come out to them. There was a crowd sitting around him when the message was brought, telling him, "Your mother and your brothers are outside looking for you." Jesus replied, "And who are really my mother and my brothers?" And he looked around at the faces of those sitting in a circle about him. "Look," he said, "my mother and my brothers are here. Anyone who does the will of God is brother and sister and mother to me."